Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. Today, we're going to be talking about stress, how to recognize stress, and ways to deal with stress, and why it is so important to nip stress in the bud. But before we dive deep, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
So getting back to stress and why it's so important to be able to recognize it, because it's so easy to get caught up in our day-to-day and not even really recognize how stressful we are or if we're in a stress state and if it's reoccurring, why it's so important to nip it in the bud. The increasing demands of modern life can put enormous pressure on the mind and body. Some stress is part of life and is not necessarily a bad thing. It is a normal response to danger, and positive stress provides sometimes the motivation to achieve more things. But when stress is long-term, it can affect you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, impacting your well-being. There is an enormous spectrum of stressors which can cause stress, from the relatively routine ring of the telephone to something life-threatening, such as a car crash, major life events, such as moving from a home, birth, marriage, divorce, or death, environmental factors, such as noise, flashing lights, overcrowding, pollution, lifestyle, including poor diet and lack of sleep and exercise. These are just some of the things that can contribute to stress. Your own temperament and previous experiences moderate the effects of stress, but the more stressors they are, the less you are able to deal with them effectively. Stress has a very definite physical effect, but it sometimes takes years for you to notice this. In the 1950s, an American doctor, Hans Selye, identified three stages of adaptation in the human response to long-term stress. Alarm response. Exposure to stressors prompts an immediate biochemical reaction known as the fight or flight response. Stress hormones are released into the bloodstream, causing the following: increased heart rate and blood pressure, raised blood sugar and cholesterol levels, faster breathing and perspiration, increased muscle tension, disruption of the digestive processes, suppression of the immune system, emotional tension. Number two, adaptation. If the cause of stress is removed or dealt with, the body reverts to normal functioning. But if it continues, the body copes by adapting. Although you may feel as though everything has returned to normal, your body uses up energy stores, and over time, this affects your ability to function efficiently, resulting in fatigue, irritability, and lethargy. Number three, exhaustion. Long-term stress changes the balance of hormones in the body and leads to exhaustion, a suppressed immune system, slower metabolism, and slower rate of cell repair results in rapid aging, weight gain, and a greater risk of degenerative disease. Your body becomes run down with reoccurring minor illnesses and psychological burnout. Eventually, you may become seriously ill or suffer a breakdown. But although stress may cause a variety of disorders, it is not in itself an illness. Stress is created by habitual responses to difficult situations and by an unhealthy lifestyle. It is a habit that you can break if you are prepared to look carefully at your life and take control. Your body's biochemical, structural, and psychological functions are delicately balanced to enable good physical and mental health. And an upset in any one area can lead to problems in others. Optimal health requires looking after all parts of the whole. A healthy body and a clear and active mind with a positive attitude will help you maintain this balance. The key to relaxation, which we need to incorporate throughout our stressful day, we need to kind of rehabilitate, restore ourselves from stress. The key to relaxation is to be able to recognize when you're under too much pressure and then dedicate time to looking after yourself. Developing the ability to relax at will during times of intense pressure, as well as implementing long-term strategies for dealing with stress, will help you feel calmer and more in control of your life. Benefits of relaxation is relaxation can counter many of the effects of stress. Adrenaline levels decrease, reducing stress on the cardiovascular system and lowering blood pressure. Breathing becomes slower and more controlled. The muscles become less tense and digestive processes improve. The immune system becomes more active, making you less susceptible to illness. Recognizing stress. The symptoms of stress generally manifest in behavioral, emotional, and physical ways. If you regularly experience more than five of the following, you need to take action. If you're excessively drinking or smoking, poor appetite or overeating, avoiding others, and an inability to enjoy company of others. If it's emotional, irritability, anger, and easily exploding for no apparent reason, difficulties in decision-making, concentration, or memory, feelings of being overwhelmed and unable to cope, depression, tearfulness, no sense of humor, physical, constant tiredness, insomnia, clumsiness, muscular aches and pains, including backache and headaches, skin problems, high blood pressure, palpitations, and panic attacks, breathing problems, including asthma, shallow breathing, and hyperventilation, indigestion, heartburn, ulcers, nervous diarrhea, or constipation. You can't always avoid stress, but being able to identify what caused it is the first step toward helping yourself cope better. In some cases, you can take active steps to lead a calmer life. For example, if you find shopping stressful, why not order your groceries online instead? Learn how to relax during times of great stress. Think of an activity that you associate with being calm, such as lying in the sun or having a warm bath. When you feel under pressure, think about your relaxation activity. Your mind will associate this with peace, and you will soon start to feel relaxed. On the record, although you may recognize the symptoms of stress, it is sometimes difficult to pinpoint the cause. Keeping a record will help you to identify patterns of stress in your life. Number one, divide each page into sections, either on an hourly breakdown or for different times of day. For example, breakfast, morning, lunch, afternoon, evening. Number two, make a note of all your activities during the day and how you were feeling at the time. Number three, fill in your diary whenever a stress symptom occurs. If possible, make a note of what happened just before it occurred. Number four, at the end of the week, evaluate the times when you felt stressed and when you felt relaxed. So I'm very passionate about increasing people's awareness around identifying reoccurring stress, because sometimes it can be easily overlooked. In fact, there's many people walking around not even recognizing or aware of that they have a lot of anxiety. So the first step is awareness. And once you're aware, you're able to change your conditions to minimize or eliminate the stress factors of your life, so you're not living in a perpetual state of stress that has negative consequences to your mental and physical health in the long term. So it's super important to relax, to be able to relax your body. So having efficient, controlled breathing and the ability to relax at will are vital in dealing effectively with stress. Simple breathing exercises and muscle relaxation techniques reduce the mental and physical effects of stress and enhance well-being. Touch and movement therapies benefit mind and body by increasing energy levels and a sense of deep relaxation. You can practice many different techniques originating from all over the world to enhance physical relaxation. You do not need to perform them all as part of your daily routine, but it is worth at least trying out as many as possible so that you can discover which are the most beneficial and comfortable for you. Some of these techniques normally depend on having a willing partner with you, but you can still reap the benefits of massage or reflexology by yourself or meditation. Once you have found a range of relaxing exercises that suit you, it is important to develop a regular routine in the same way you would with any sport or exercise discipline. To see the true benefits, you need to make it a part of your lifestyle rather than something that you do as a break from your routine. The small amount of time spent relaxing your body muscles and controlling your breathing each morning or evening will pay dividends over the rest of the day. Some people may find it more convenient to perform relaxing exercises in the evening, helping them unwind and preparing them for sleep. Should you do so, however, remember not to do any form of physical exercise straight after a meal or in the hours before going to bed. Having a space to relax. Just like any other form of physical exercise, your environment and clothing are as important as the routine you undertake. If at all possible, find a comfortable room that is without distractions. It will be far more difficult to relax if the television is on in the corner of the room. You should also be wearing loose-fitting clothing that allows you to move and breathe freely. Although you should find that following a regular routine will provide you with a greater capacity to deal with stress in your day-to-day living, you will undoubtedly still be faced with unexpected crisis, either at work or at home. At such times, you may find that taking a break to spend a few minutes working on your breathing or massaging yourself can put you in the right frame of mind to concentrate on finding a positive solution to the problem, and so avoid being overwhelmed by the problem itself. Whichever routine you choose, it should improve your health and sense of well-being and help you deal with life's challenges more easily and with less stress. That is it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned some things. I hope this has increased your awareness, and I hope you are actively implementing more relaxation in your daily, day-to-day, and making it a priority to recognize stress, minimize, or eliminate it. So I hope everybody is being happy, being well, and until next time, guys, cheers.